And the final question was, how do you handle peace of mind when many bad thoughts come into your mind?
I think basically, as I mentioned earlier, the physical because basic health
So here again, there is a kind of a similarity between our physical well-being and mental well-being. As I pointed out earlier, if the individual's basic physical constitution is strong, the basic health is sound, then even if the individual faces certain illnesses here and there, the body is able to resist them and overcome these minor illnesses. In the same manner, if you have a basic outlook which is sound and ethical, then not only will it prevent the arising of a lot of negative thoughts and emotions, but also even if certain negative thoughts and emotions do occur, because of the soundness of your basic outlook and your way of thinking, you will be also well equipped to overcome them so that they don't leave a lasting impact upon you. And also, in future, you'll be able to reduce the occurrence of these negative and destructive thoughts.
And here, I think the transformation in mental level, especially emotional level, time is a major factor. Constant effort, like analytical meditation, including sort of secular sort of thinking. This is the answer, as I mentioned earlier, is to familiarize. Then time passes, eventually more conviction, more faith, more determination. That really make transformation of mind, transformation of emotion. So it is totally wrong. Just like you see, a painkiller. This is something negative sort of emotions. One thought will remove that. That's the unrealistic
expectation.
Expectation. That's not possible. It takes time.